This is Side 1, Tape 5, Prayers and Meditations by Baha'u'llah, continuing from page 250. 157. My God, whom I worship and adore, I bear witness unto thy unity and thy oneness, and acknowledge thy gifts, both in the past and in the present. Thou art the all-bountiful, the overflowing showers, of whose mercy have rained down upon high and low alike, and the splendors of whose grace have been shed over both the obedient and the rebellious. O God of mercy, before whose door the quintessence of mercy hath bowed down, and round the sanctuary of whose cause loving kindness in its inmost spirit hath circled, we beseech thee, entreating thine ancient grace and seeking thy present favor, that thou mayest have mercy upon all who are the manifestations of the world of being, and to deny them not the outpourings of thy grace in thy days. All are but poor and needy, and thou verily art the all-possessing, the all-subduing, the all-powerful. 158. I have wakened in thy shelter, O my God, and it becometh him that seeketh that shelter to abide within the sanctuary of thy protection and the stronghold of thy defense. Illumine my inner being, O my Lord, with the splendors of the dayspring of thy revelation, even as thou didst illumine my outer being with the morning light of thy favor. 159. O my God, the bounty, God of bounty and mercy, thou art that King by whose commanding word the whole creation hath been called into being, and thou art that all-bountiful one, the doings of whose servants have never hindered him from showing forth his grace, nor have they frustrated the revelations of his bounty. Suffer this servant, I beseech thee, to attain unto that which is the cause of his salvation in every world of thy worlds. Thou art verily the Almighty, the Most Powerful, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise. 160. My God, the object of my adoration, the goal of my desire, the All-Bountiful, the Most Compassionate, all life is of thee, and all power lieth within the grasp of thine omnipotence. Whosoever thou exaltest is raised above the angels, and attaineth a station. Verily we uplifted him to a place on high. And whosoever thou dost abase is made lower than dust, nay, less than nothing. O divine providence, though wicked, sinful, and intemperate, we still seek from thee a seat of truth, and long to behold the countenance of the omnipotent King. It is thine to command, and all sovereignty belongeth to thee, and the realm of might boweth before thy behest. Everything thou doest is pure justice, nay, the very essence of grace. One gleam from the splendors of thy name, the All-Merciful, sufficeth to banish and blot out every trace of sinfulness from the world, and a single breath from the breezes of the day of thy revelation is enough to adorn all mankind with a fresh attire. Vouchsafe thy strength, O Almighty One, unto thy weak creatures, and quicken them who are as dead, that haply they may find thee, and may be led unto the ocean of thy guidance, and may remain steadfast in thy cause. Should the fragrance of thy praise be shed abroad by any of the diverse tongues of the world, out of the east or out of the west, it would verily be prized and greatly cherished. If such tongues, however, be deprived of that fragrance, they assuredly would be unworthy of any mention, be they thoughts or words. We beg of thee, O Providence, to show thy way unto all men, and to guide them aright. Thou art verily the Almighty, the Most Powerful, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing. 161. Praise be to thee, O my God, inasmuch as thou hast turned the faces of thy servants towards the right hand of the throne of thy gifts, and hast caused them to be detached from all else besides thee, that they may recognize thy sovereignty and acknowledge thy glory. I testify to the potency of thy cause, the pervasive influence of thy decree, the immutability of thy will, the endlessness of thy purpose. All things lie prisoned within the grasp of thy might, and the whole creation is destitute when brought face to face with the evidences of thy wealth. Deal thou therefore, O my God, my beloved, my supreme desire, with thy servants and with all that were created by thee, as would beseem thy beauty and thy greatness, and would be worthy of thy generosity and gifts. Thou art in truth he whose mercy hath encompassed all the worlds, and whose grace hath embraced all that dwell on earth and in heaven. Who is there that hath cried after thee, and whose prayer hath remained unanswered? Where is he to be found who hath reached forth towards thee, and whom thou hast failed to approach? Who is he that can claim to have fixed his gaze upon thee, and toward whom the eye of thy loving kindness hath not been directed? I bear witness that thou hast turned toward thy servants ere they have turned toward thee, and hast remembered them ere they had remembered thee. All grace is thine, O thou in whose hand is the kingdom of divine gifts and the source of every irrevocable decree. Send down, therefore, O my God, upon all that seek thee, that which will entirely strip them of all that pertaineth not unto thee, and will draw them nigh unto thyself. Assist them, by thy grace, to love thee and to conform unto that which shall please thee. Grant then that they may go straight on in the path of thy cause, the path wherein have slipped the footsteps of the doubters among thy people, and the froward among thy servants. Thou art verily the All-Powerful, the Almighty, the Most Great. 162. Lauded and glorified art thou, O my God. I entreat thee by the sighing of thy lovers and by the tears shed by them that long to behold thee, not to withhold from me thy tender mercies in thy day, nor to deprive me of the melodies, the dove that extolleth thy oneness before the light that shineth from thy face. I am the one who is in misery, O my God. Behold me cleaving fast to thy name, the all-possessing. I am the one who is sure to perish. Behold me clinging to thy name, the imperishable. I implore thee, through, therefore, by thyself, the exalted, the Most High, not to abandon me unto mine own self, and unto the desires of a corrupt inclination. Hold thou my hand with the hand of thy power, and deliver me from the depths of my fancies and idle imaginings, and cleanse me of all that is abhorrent unto thee. Cause me then to turn wholly unto thee, to put my whole trust in thee, to seek thee as my refuge, and to flee unto thy face. Thou art verily he who, through the power of his might, doeth whatsoever he desireth and commandeth, through the potency of his will, whatsoever he chooseth. None can withstand the operation of thy decree, none can divert the course of thine appointment. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the Most Bountiful. 163. Lauded be thy name, O Lord my God. Thou seest how I have turned myself toward thee, and set my face in the direction of thy grace and thy gifts. I implore thee, by thy name through which thou didst enable all them that have recognized thy unity, to partake of the wine of thy mercy, and all such as have drawn nigh unto thee, to quaff the living waters of thy loving kindness, to rid me entirely of all vain imaginings, and to incline me in the direction of thy grace, O thou who art the Lord of all men. Graciously assist me, O my God, in the days of the manifestation of thy cause and of the dayspring of thy revelation, to tear asunder the veils which have hindered me from recognizing thee and from immersing myself beneath the ocean of thy knowledge. Hold thou me with the hands of thy power, and grant that I may be so carried away by the sweet melodies of the dove of thy oneness that I will cease to regard in all creation any face except thy face, O thou the goal of my desire, and will recognize in the visible world naught else save the evidences of thy might, O thou who art the God of mercy. I am but a wretched creature, O my Lord, and thou art the all-possessing, the Most High. And I am all weakness, and thou art the Almighty, the supreme ordainer in both the beginning and the end. Withhold not from me the fragrances of thy revelation, and shatter not my hopes in the outpourings which have been sent down out of the heaven of thy gifts. Ordain thou for me, O my God, the good of this world and the world to come, and grant me what will profit me in every world of thy worlds, for I know not what will help or harm me. Thou in truth art the all-knowing, the all-wise. Have mercy then, O my God, upon thy servants who are drowned in the midst of the ocean of evil suggestions, and deliver them by the power of thy sovereignty, O thou who art the Lord of all names and attributes. Thou art he who from everlasting hath ordained what hath pleased thee, and will under everlasting abide the same. No God is there but thee, the ever-forgiving, the most merciful. 164. O God, my God, I have set out from my home, holding fast unto the cord of thy love, and I have commended myself wholly to thy care and thy protection. I entreat thee by thy power, through which thou didst protect thy loved ones from the wayward and the perverse, and from every contumacious oppressor and every wicked doer who hath strayed far from thee, to keep me safe by thy bounty and thy grace. Enable me then to return to my home by thy power and thy might. Thou art truly the Almighty, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. 165. From the sweet-scented streams of thine eternity, give me to drink, O my God, and of the fruits of the tree of thy being, enable me to taste, O my hope. From the crystal springs of thy love, suffer me to quaff, O my glory, and beneath the shadow of thine everlasting providence, let me abide, O my light. Within the meadows of thy nearness, before thy presence, make me able to roam, O my beloved, and at the right hand of the throne of thy mercy, seat me, O my desire. From the fragrant breezes of thy joy, let a breath pass over me, O my goal, and into the heights of the paradise of thy reality, let me gain admission, O my adored one. To the melodies of the dove of thy oneness, suffer me to hearken, O resplendent one, and through the spirit of thy power and thy might, quicken me, O my provider. In the spirit of the love of thy love, keep me steadfast, O my succorer, and in the path of thy good pleasure, set firm my steps, O my maker. Within the garden of thine immortality, before thy countenance, let me abide forever, O thou who art merciful unto me, and upon the seat of thy glory, establish me, O thou who art my possessor. To the heaven of thy loving kindness lift me up, O my quickener, and unto the day star of thy great guidance lead me, O thou my attractor. Before the revelations of thine invisible spirit, summon me to be present, O thou who art my origin and my highest wish, and unto the essence of the fragrance of thy beauty, which thou wilt manifest, cause me to return, O thou who art my God. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee, thou art verily the most exalted, the all-glorious, the all-highest. Number 166. O thou whose face is the object of my adoration, whose beauty is my sanctuary, whose habitation is my goal, whose praise is my hope, whose providence is my companion, whose love is the cause of my being, whose mention is my solace, whose nearness is my desire, whose presence is my dearest wish and highest aspiration. I entreat thee not to withhold from me the things thou didst ordain for the chosen ones among thy servants. Supply me then with the good of this world and of the next. Thou truly art the King of all men. There is no God but thee, the ever-forgiving, the most generous. 167. The following is the obligatory prayer for the dead. O my God, this is thy servant and the son of thy servant, who hath believed in thee and in thy signs, and set his faces towards thee, wholly detached from all except thee. Thou art verily of those who show mercy the most merciful. Deal with him, O thou who forgivest the sins of men and concealest their faults, as beseemeth the heaven of thy bounty and the ocean of thy grace. Grant him admission within the precincts of thy transcendent mercy that was before the foundation of earth and heaven. There is no God but thee, the ever-forgiving, the most generous. Let him then repeat 6 times the greeting Allahu Abba, and then repeat 19 times each of the following verses. We all verily worship God. We all verily bow down before God. We all verily are devoted unto God. We all verily give praise unto God. We all verily yield thanks unto God. We all verily are patient in God. If the dead be a woman, let him say, This is thy handmaiden, and the daughter of thy handmaiden, etc. The prayer for the dead. 168. O my Lord, make thy beauty to be my food, and thy presence my drink, and thy pleasure my hope, and the praise of thee my action, and remembrance of thee my companion, and the power of thy sovereignty my succorer, and thy habitation my home, and my dwelling place the seat thou hast sanctified from the limitations imposed upon them who are shut out as by a veil from thee. Thou art verily the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the Most Powerful. 169. Glory be to thee, O Lord my God. Abase not him whom thou hast exalted through the power of thine everlasting sovereignty, and remove not far from thee him whom thou hast caused to enter the tabernacle of thine eternity. Wilt thou cast away, O my God, him whom thou hast overshadowed with thy lordship? And wilt thou turn away from thee, O my desire, him to whom thou hast been a refuge? Canst thou degrade him whom thou hast uplifted, or forget him whom thou didst enable to remember thee? Glorified, immensely glorified art thou. Thou art he who from everlasting hath been the king of the entire creation and its prime mover. And thou wilt to everlasting remain the Lord of all created things and their ordainer. Glorified art thou, O my God. If thou ceasest to be merciful unto thy servants, who then will show mercy unto them? And if thou refusest to succor thy loved ones, who is there that can succor them? Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou. Thou art adored in thy truth, and thee do we all verily worship. And thou art manifest in thy justice, and to thee do we all verily bear witness. Thou art in truth beloved in thy grace. No God is there but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. 170. Thy name is my healing, O my God, and remembrance of thee is my remedy. Nearness to thee is my hope, and love for thee is my companion. Thy mercy to me is my healing and my succor in both this world and the world to come. Thou verily art the all-bountiful, the all-knowing, the all-wise. 171. O my God, my Master, the goal of my desire, this thy servant seeketh to sleep in the shelter of thy mercy and to repose beneath the canopy of thy grace, imploring thy care and thy protection. I beg of thee, O my Lord, by thine eye that sleepeth not, to guard mine eyes from beholding aught beside thee. Strengthen then their vision, that they may discern thy signs and behold the horizon of thy revelation. Thou art he before the revelation of whose omnipotence the quintessence of power hath trembled. No God is there but thee, the Almighty, the All-Subduing, the Unconditioned. 172. How can I choose to sleep, O God my God, when the eyes of them that long for thee are wakeful because of their separation from thee? And how can I lie down to rest, whilst the souls of thy lovers are sore vexed in their remoteness from thy presence? I have committed, O my Lord, my spirit and my entire being into the right hand of thy might and thy protection. And I lay my head on my pillow through thy power, and lift it up according to thy will and thy good pleasure. Thou art in truth the preserver, the keeper, the almighty, the most powerful. By thy might, I ask not whether sleeping or waking, but that which thou dost desire. I am thy servant and in thy hands. Do thou graciously aid me to do what will shed forth the fragrance of thy good pleasure. This truly is my hope, and the hope of them that enjoy near access to thee. Praise be thou, O Lord of the worlds. 173. My God, my adored one, my King, my desire, what tongue can voice my thanks to thee? I was heedless, thou didst awaken me. I had turned back from thee, thou didst graciously aid me to turn towards thee. I was as one dead, thou didst quicken me with the water of life. I was withered, thou didst revive me with the heavenly stream of thine utterance, which hath flowed forth from the pen of the All-Merciful. O divine providence, all existence is begotten by thy bounty. Deprive it not of the waters of thy generosity, neither do thou withhold it from the ocean of thy mercy. I beseech thee to aid and assist me at all times and under all conditions, and seek from the heaven of thy grace thine ancient favor. Thou art in truth the Lord of bounty, and the sovereign of the King of eternity. 174. O God, my God, I beg of thee by the ocean of thy healing, and by the splendors of the day star of thy grace, and by thy name through which thou didst subdue thy servants, and by the pervasive power of thy most exalted word, and the potency of thy most august pen, and by thy mercy that hath preceded the creation of all who are in heaven and on earth, to purge me with the waters of thy bounty from every affliction and disorder, and from all weakness and feebleness. Thou seest, O my Lord, thy suppliant waiting at the door of thy bounty, and him who hath set his hopes on thee, clinging to the cord of thy generosity. Deny him not, I beseech thee, the things he seeketh from the ocean of thy grace and the day star of thy loving kindness. Powerful art thou to do what pleaseth thee. There is none other God save thee, the ever-forgiving, the most generous. 175. I have risen this morning by thy grace, O my God, and left my home trusting wholly in thee, and committing myself to thy care. Send down then upon me, out of the heaven of thy mercy, a blessing from thy side, and enable me to return home in safety, even as thou didst enable me to set out under thy protection, with my thoughts fixed steadfastly upon thee. There is none other God but thee, the one, the incomparable, the all-knowing, the all-wise. 76. Praise me unto thee, who art my God and the God of all men, and my desire and the desire of all them that have recognized thee, and my beloved and the beloved of such as have acknowledged thy unity, and the object of my adoration and of the adoration of them that have near access to thee, and my wish and the wish of such as are wholly devoted to thee, and my hope and the hope of them that have fixed their hearts upon thee, and my refuge and the refuge of all such as have hastened towards thee, and my haven and the haven of whosoever hath repaired unto thee, and my goal and the goal of all them that have set themselves towards thee, and my object and the object of those who have fixed their gaze upon thee, and my paradise and the paradise of them that have ascended towards thee, and my lodestar and the lodestar of all such as yearn after thee, and my joy and the joy of all them that love thee, and my light and the light of all such as have erred and asked to be forgiven by thee, and my exaltation and the exaltation of all that remember thee, and my stronghold and the stronghold of all such as have fled to thee, and my sanctuary and the sanctuary of all that dread thee, and my Lord and the Lord of all such as dwell in the heavens and on the earth. Unto thee be praise, for that thou hast enraptured me by the sweetness of thine utterances, and set me towards the horizon above which the splendors of the day star of thy face have shone, and caused me to turn unto thee at a time when most of thy creatures had broken off from thee. Thou art he, O my God, who hath unlocked the gate of the heaven with a key of thy name, the ever-blessed, the all-powerful, the all-glorious, the most great, and hast summoned all mankind to the ocean of thy presence. No sooner had thy most sweet voice been raised than all the inmates of the kingdom of names and the concourse on high were stirred up. By thy call, the fragrance of the raiment of thy revelation was wafted over such of thy creatures as have loved thee, and such of thy people as have yearned towards thee. They rose up and rushed forth to attain the ocean of thy meeting, and the horizon of thy beauty, and the tabernacle of thy revelation and thy majesty, and the sanctuary of thy presence and thy glory. They were so inebriated with the wine of their reunion with thee, that they rid themselves of all attachment to whatever they themselves and others possessed. These are thy servants whom the ascendancy of the oppressor hath failed to deter from fixing their eyes on the tabernacle of thy majesty, and whom the hosts of tyranny have been powerless to affright and divert their gaze from the dayspring of thy signs and the dawning place of thy testimonies. I swear by thy glory, O thou the Lord of all being and the enlightener of all things visible and invisible, whoso hath quaffed from the hands of thy bounteousness the living waters of thy love, will never allow the things pertaining to thy creatures to keep him back from thee, neither will he be dismayed at the refusal of all the dwellers of thy realm to acknowledge thee. Before all who are in heaven and on earth, such a man will cry aloud and announce unto the people the tumult of the ocean of thy bounty and the splendors of the luminaries of the heaven of thy bestowals. Happy indeed is the man that hath turned towards the sanctuary of thy presence, and rid himself of all attachment to any one except thyself. He is truly exalted who hath confessed thy glory, and fixed his eyes upon the day star of thy loving kindness. He is endued with understanding, who is aware of thy revelation, and hath acknowledged thy manifold tokens, thy signs, and thy testimonies. He is a man of insight, whose eyes have been illumined with the brightness of thy face, and who, as soon as thy call was raised, hath recognized thee. He is a man of hearing, who hath been led to hearken unto thy speech, and to draw nigh unto the billowing ocean of thy utterances. Behold thou this stranger, O my Lord, who hath hastened to attain his most exalted home in the shelter of thy shadowing mercy, and this ailing soul who hath set his face towards the ocean of thy healing. Look then, O thou my God, who settest my soul on fire, upon the tears I shed, and the sighs I utter, and the anguish that afflicteth my heart, and the fire that consumeth my being. Thy glory beareth me witness, O thou the light of the world. The fire of thy love that burneth continually within me hath so inflamed me that whoever among thy creatures approacheth me and inclineth his inner ear towards me cannot fail to hear its raging within each of my veins. I am so carried away by the sweetness of thine utterances and so inebriated with the wine of thy tender mercies that my voice can never be stilled, nor can my suppliant hands any longer desist from being stretched out towards thee. Thou seest, O my Lord, how mine eyes are fixed in the direction of thy grace, and mine ears inclined towards the kingdom of thine utterance, and my tongue unloosed to celebrate thy praise, and my face set towards thy face that surviveth all that hath been created by thy word, and my hands raised up towards the heaven of thy bounty and favor. Wilt thou keep back from thee the stranger whom thou didst call unto his most exalted home, beneath the shadow of the wings of thy mercy, or cast away the wretched creature that hast hastened to attain the shores of the ocean of thy wealth? Wilt thou shut up the door of thy grace to the face of thy creatures, after having opened it through the power of thy might and of thy sovereignty, or close the eyes of thy people, when thou hast already commanded them to turn unto the dayspring of thy beauty, and the dawning place of the splendors of thy countenance? Nay, and to this thy glory beareth me witness, such is not my thought of thee, nor the thought of those of thy servants that have near access to thyself, nor that of the sincere among thy people. Thou knowest and seest and hearest, O my Lord, that before every tree I am moved to lift up my voice to thee, and before every stone I am impelled to sigh and lament. Hath it been thy purpose in creating me, O my God, to touch me with tribulation, or to enable me to manifest thy cause in the kingdom of thy creation? Thou hearest, O my God, my sighs and my groaning, and beholdest my powerlessness and my poverty, and my misery and my woes, and my wretchedness. I swear by thy might, I have wept with such a weeping that I have been unable to make mention of thee, or to extol thee, and cried with such a bitter cry that every mother in her bereavement was bewildered at me, and forgot her own anguish and the sighs she had uttered. I implore thee, O my Lord, by thine ark, through which the potency of thy will was manifested, and the energizing influences of thy purpose were revealed, and which saileth on both land and sea through the power of thy might, not to seize me in my mighty sins and great trespasses. I swear by thy glory, the waters of thy forgiveness and thy mercy have emboldened me, as hath thy dealing in bygone ages with the sincere among thy chosen ones, and with such of thy messengers as have proclaimed thy oneness. I am well aware, O my Lord, that I have been so carried away by the clear tokens of thy loving kindness, and so completely inebriated with the wine of thine utterance, that whatever I behold, I readily discover that it maketh thee known unto me, and it remindeth me of thy signs and of thy tokens and of thy testimonies. By thy glory, every time I lift up mine eyes unto thy heaven, I call to mind thy highness and thy loftiness, and thine incomparable glory and greatness, and every time I turn my gaze to thine earth, I am made to recognize the evidences of thy power and the tokens of thy bounty. And when I behold the sea, I find that it speaketh to me of thy majesty, and of the potency of thy might, and of thy sovereignty and thy grandeur. And whatever time I contemplate the mountains, I am led to discover the ensigns of thy victory and the standards of thine omnipotence. I swear by thy might, O thou in whose grasp are the reins of all mankind and the destinies of the nations. I am so inflamed by my love for thee, and so inebriated with the wine of thy oneness, that I can hear from the whisper of the winds the sound of thy glorification and praise, and can recognize in the murmur of the waters the voice that proclaimeth thy virtues and thine attributes, and can apprehend from the rustling of the leaves the mysteries that have been irrevocably ordained by thee in thy realm. Glorified art thou, O God of all names, and Creator of the heavens. I render thee thanks that thou hast made known unto thy servants this day whereon the river that is life indeed hath flowed forth from the fingers of thy bounty, and the springtime of thy revelation, and thy presence that hath appeared through thy manifestation unto all who are in thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. This is the day, O my Lord, whose brightness thou hast exalted above the brightness of the sun and the splendors thereof. I testify that the light it sheddeth proceedeth out of the glory of the light of thy countenance, and is begotten by the radiance of the morn of thy revelation. This is the day whereon the hopeless hath been clothed with the raiment of confidence, and the sick attired with the robe of healing, and the poor drawn nigh unto the ocean of thy riches. I swear by thy beauty, O King of eternity, who sittest on thy most glorious throne. He who is the dayspring of thy signs and the revealer of thy clear tokens hath, notwithstanding the immensity of his wisdom and the loftiness of his knowledge, confessed his powerlessness to comprehend the least of thine utterances in their relation to thy most exalted pen. How much more is he incapable of apprehending the nature of thine all-glorious self and of thy most august essence? I cannot think, O my God, of any words wherewith to make mention of thee, and know not how to express or extol thee. Were I to attempt to describe thee by thy names, I would readily recognize that the kingdom of these names is itself created through the movement of thy fingers, and trembleth for fear of thee. And were I to venture to extol thine attributes, I would be forced to admit that these attributes are thine own creation, and lie within thy grasp. It behooveth not them who are the manifestations of these names and attributes to stand before the gate of the city of thy revelation, how much less to scale the heights whereon thou didst establish the throne of thy majesty. I swear by thy might, O thou who art the King of names and the Maker of the heavens. Whatsoever hath been adorned with the robe of words is but thy creation, which hath been generated in thy realm and begotten through the operation of thy will, and is wholly unworthy of thy highness, and falleth short of thine excellence. Since it hath been demonstrated that thy most august self is immeasurably exalted above all that hath been created in the world of being, and is far above the reach and ken of the apprehension of thy chosen ones and thy loved ones, the splendors of the light of thy unity are therefore manifested, and it becometh evident unto every one, whether free or bond, that thou art one in thine own self, one in thy cause, and one in thy revelation. Great is the blessedness of the man who, in his love towards thee, hath rid himself of all attachment from every one except thyself, and hastened unto the horizon of thy revelation, and attain unto this cup which thou hast caused to excel all the seas of the earth. I beg of thee, O my God, by thy power and thy might, and the sovereign and thy sovereignty, which have embraced all who are on thy heaven and on thy earth, to make known unto thy servants this luminous way and this straight path, that they may acknowledge thy unity and thy oneness with a certainty which the vain imaginations of the doubters will not impair, nor the idle fancies of the wayward obscure. Illumine, O my Lord, the eyes of thy servants, and brighten their hearts with the splendors of the light of thy knowledge, that they may apprehend the greatness of this most sublime station, and recognize this most luminous horizon, that haply the clamor of men may fail to deter them from turning their gaze towards the effulgent light of thy unity, and to hinder them from setting their faces towards the horizon of detachment. This is the day, O my Lord, which thou didst announce unto all mankind, as the day whereon thou wouldst reveal thyself, and shed thy radiance, and shine brightly over all thy creatures. Thou hast, moreover, entered into a covenant with them in thy books and thy scriptures and thy scrolls and thy tablets, concerning him who is the dayspring of thy revelation, and hast appointed the Bayan to be the herald of this most great and all-glorious manifestation, and this most resplendent and most sublime appearance. And when the world's horizon was illumined, and he who is the most great name was manifested, all disbelieved in him and in his signs, except such as had been carried away by the sweetness of thy glorification and praise. There befell him what must remain inscrutable to everyone except thee, whose knowledge transcendeth all who are on thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. Thou well knowest, O my God, that the revealer of the Bayan, the Bab, hath commanded all mankind concerning thy cause and thy revelation and thy sovereignty. He hath said, and sweet is his speech, Beware lest the Bayan and its letters keep you back from him who is the most merciful and from his sovereignty. He moreover hath written, Were he to produce no more than one verse, ye must not deny him. Haste ye towards him, that haply he may cause to descend upon you what he pleaseth, as a token of his grace unto you. He truly is the possessor of his servants and the king of creation. Thou seest then, O thou who art the beloved of the world and the revealer of the most great name, how he hath come down with the kingdom of his signs, and in a manner that has caused the atoms of the earth to testify that the whole earth hath been filled with these signs. And yet, notwithstanding this most manifest and all-glorious revelation, and these signs which none can appraise except thee, O thou the King of Names, thou beholdest how they have broken off from him who is the dayspring of thine essence, and have cavilled at the one who is the fountainhead of thy wisdom and of thine utterance. They were so seized with thirst for fame that they rejected thy tokens and thy testimonies and thy signs, which every man of insight perceiveth in whatsoever declareth thy greatness and thy sovereignty and acknowledgeth thy revelation and thy might. They have so traduced him as to cause the inmates of the all-glorious tabernacle and the concourse on high to lament, and have uttered such calumnies against him that the souls of thy chosen ones and the hearts of them that are dear to thee have melted. They have erred so grievously that they cast away thy most resplendent signs and clung to their idle fancies, O thou who art the possessor of names and the Lord of the throne on high and of earth below. Thou art, O my God, and the exaltation of my heart, the one who hath adorned thy tablet, of which none is aware except thee, with a mention of this day, which thou didst call after thy name, that haply none may on that day be seen save thy most august self, and naught else be brought to mind, except thy most sweet remembrance. No sooner had he revealed himself than the foundations of the kindreds of the earth shook and trembled, and the learned swooned away, and the wise were bewildered, except such as have, through the power of thy might, drawn nigh unto thee, and received the choice wine of thy revelation from the hand of thy grace, and have quaffed it in thy name, and exclaimed, Praise be unto thee, O thou the desire of the worlds, and glory be to thee, O thou who art the exaltation of the hearts that pant after thee. My God, my Master, my highest hope, and the goal of my desire, thou seest and hearest the sighing of this wrong-wand from this darksome well which the vain imaginations of thine adversaries have built, and from this blind pit which the idle fancies of the wicked among thy creatures have digged. By thy beauty, O thou whose glory is uncovered to the face of men, I am not impatient in the troubles that touch me from my love for thee, neither in the adversities which I suffer in thy path. Nay, I have, by thy power, chosen them for mine own self, and I glory in them amongst such of thy creatures as enjoy near access to thee, and those of thy servants that are wholly devoted to thyself. I beseech thee, however, O thou who art the enlightener of the world and the Lord of the nations, at this very moment when, with the hands of hope, I have clung to the hem of the raiment of thy mercy and thy bounty, to forgive thy servants who have soared in the atmosphere of thy nearness, and set their faces towards the splendors of the light of thy countenance, and turned unto the horizon of thy good pleasure, and approached the ocean of thy mercy, and all their lives long have spoken forth thy praise, and have been inflamed with the fire of their love for thee. Do thou ordain for them, O Lord my God, both before and after their death, what becometh the loftiness of thy bounty and the excellence of thy loving kindness. Grant, O my Lord, that they who have ascended unto thee may repair unto him who is the most exalted companion, and abide beneath the shadow of the tabernacle of thy majesty and the sanctuary of thy glory. Sprinkle, O my Lord, upon them from the ocean of thy forgiveness what will make them worthy to abide, so long as thine own sovereignty endureth, within thy most exalted kingdom and thine all-highest dominion. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Deny not thy loved ones, O my Lord, the sweet savors of this day, whereon the mysteries of thy name, the self-subsisting, were unraveled, and all that hath been enshrined within the treasuries of thy wisdom was revealed. This is the day, O my Lord, whereon every atom of the earth hath been made to vibrate and to cry out, O thou who art the revealer of signs and the king of the creation, I verily perceive the fragrance of thy presence. Methinks thou hast revealed thyself and unlocked the door of reunion with thee before all who are in thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. I am persuaded through the fragrance of thy robe, O my Lord, that the world hath been honored through thy presence and hath inhaled the sweet smell of thy meeting. I have not, however, O thou, the beloved of the world and the desire of the nations, the place wherein the throne of thy majesty hath been established, nor the seat which hath been made thy footstool, and been illumined with the splendors of the light of thy face. I swear by thy glory, O thou who art the Lord of all being, and the possessor of all things visible and invisible, every man of understanding hath been so bewildered at thy knowledge, and every man endued with insight been so perplexed in his attempt to fathom the signs of thy great glory, that all have recognized their powerlessness to visualize, and their impotence to soar into, the heaven wherefrom one of the luminaries of the manifestation of thy knowledge and of thy daysprings of thy wisdom hath shone forth. Who is he that shall befittingly describe this most sublime station and this most august seat, the seat which, as decreed by thee, transcendeth the comprehension of thy creatures and the testimonies of thy servants, and which hath everlastingly been hid from the understanding and the knowledge of men, and been closed with the seal of thy name, the self-subsisting. I swear by thy glory and thy sovereignty, which overshadow the kingdoms of earth and heaven, were any of thy chosen ones and thy messengers to meditate on the manifold evidences of thy most exalted pen, a pen which is driven by the fingers of thy will, and were he to muse on its mysteries and its tokens and all that it showeth forth, he would be so perplexed that his tongue would fail to extol and describe thee, and his heart would be utterly unable to understand thee. For he would at one time discover that from this pen there floweth out unto all created things the water that is life indeed, and that the pen itself hath been named by thee the trumpet whereby the dead speed out of their sepulchres. At another time he would find that there proceedeth from this pen such fire as thine own revelation can kindle, and as he who conversed with thee, Moses, on Sinai hath perceived. How marvelous, then, are the manifold tokens of thy might, and how great are the diverse evidences of thy power. The learned have, without exception, admitted their ignorance when confronted with the radiance of the luminary of thy knowledge, and the mighty have all confessed their impotence in the face of the billowing ocean of thy power, and the rich have one and all acknowledged their poverty before the effusions of the treasuries of thy wealth, and the worldly wise have each recognized their nothingness besides the splendors of the light of thy beauty, and the exalted have all witnessed unto their abasement when face to face with the effulgence of the day star of thy glory. And they who are in authority have borne witness to their own evanescence, and to the evanescence of others, and discover the eternity of thy majesty, and of thy sovereignty, and of thy sublimity, and of thy power. This is the end of side one. Please stop the tape, turn it over, and continue on side two.